anything we can do to help in this case. Detective Inspector Mick Hughes from the Homicide Squad is on the line. Mick Hughes, good morning.
Neil, good morning.
Now, we've got to be a little bit sensitive or careful in this, but are you able to tell us whether the child suffered injuries?
Look, the child has suffered injuries. When the child was transported to hospital, there was no physical sign of injury. The child got critically ill on Saturday afternoon. Ambulance were contacted and she was subsequently airlifted to the Royal Children's Hospital. And as you say, we're in the early stages of the investigation, so we've got to be very careful how we do the public appeal.
Are you able to tell us what the injuries are?
No, I'm not, Neil. I actually haven't got the post-mortem results and I can't talk to the injuries at the moment.
Okay. Do you know if the child was conscious when she went to hospital?
No, I don't. I honestly don't know that.
What can we do to help? I mean, the child was found in the house, I think, was she not?
That's right. We're just asking. The child lived in Pink Cliffs Road in Heathcote, near the Pink Cliffs Road Reserve. Regional investigators have done a great job of door-knocking the area, so we're really just asking perhaps for anyone we may have missed in the area on Saturday that may have seen or heard anything that's concerned them to contact Crime Stoppers, and we'll certainly speak to them. It is a hard one. You know, we're putting support around the family, and of course we have to be neutral in relation to the investigation. We've got the death of a three-month-old baby girl here. We have to do everything we can to do that investigation thoroughly.
The parents clearly have been interviewed.
Parents have both been spoken to, and now we're just in the early stages of the investigation.
Were there any other people in the house?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Is there anyone... The people involved, are they known to the police or not?
No, they're not. They present as a young, loving couple. And we just, have to look at all the circumstances and get all the evidence we can. That's where we're at the moment. You know, if we talk hypothetically, often in these situations, the injury may be caused by one parent. The other one may be totally oblivious to it. So we're mindful of all that, but until I get the full post-mortem report, I won't really know what I've got, and my team will be working through that in the next few days.
Is there any doubt in your mind? It's a press release, is that. Any doubt it's a suspicious death?
Oh, look, we have to treat it suspiciously early. As you would know, a lot of our sudden unexpected deaths of infants, we've got a protocol in place, and normally our first responders and our first responding investigators, they go through that checklist, and the moment they go, no, there's something wrong here, they notify us, and that's what's happened here. We were notified on Saturday evening, and we started assisting straight away. It didn't look like the child would survive, and subsequently she didn't.
There's nothing more difficult for a police officer and your crew, is there, than dealing with the death of a child like this?
No, hardest thing in the world. Most of us are fathers, mothers. You know, we've got a lot of female investigators in the squad, and we go through that process, and you just realise how precious your own children are.
How do you get them through it? Talk, I suppose.
Talk through it. We keep an eye on them. They're very close. You know, the homicide squad's teams are a very close working environment. So it is a matter of monitoring them and making sure that they're okay. A lot of times you think you're okay. I mean, they still touch me after all these years. So you've really got to make sure your team's okay. We have the retired police chaplain, Jim Pilmer, calls into the office once a week and does his walk around and speaks to the staff. And we've got the usual support services there around our people. But they are a very difficult investigation.
Pink Cliffs Road, Heathcote, 1800 333 000.
Thank you, Neil.
All the best. If we can help again, please let us know.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.